This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music. For your parents and grandparents, retirement was probably simpler than it will be for you. On their last day on the job, there was probably a cake and some words of thanks and a pension to help see them through retirement. But in your case, there likely isn't a traditional pension waiting for you after the last day of work. Instead, you're probably switched jobs multiple times, and you even have several 401ks to reflect that job movement. All of which is to say that retirement today is different. Not better or worse, just different. Today's retirees and new retirees are truly part of a new generation of retirement. Today's show, we're going to discuss how retirement in 2024 and the years ahead is different than it was a generation or two ago, and what you can do to embrace that change and provide yourself with the kind of retirement lifestyle you've long envisioned. But before we get into our topic, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore.
Yes, I am here. great to see you, Chris. It's great to be here, and it sounds like you've got a great show lined up for us today. I'm excited about this one. First, I have to ask, is Tara in country or out of country right now?
Out of country.
Oh, she's still over in Germany, huh?
Yeah, she just told me yesterday she's going to be going to D.C. for a minute.
Oh, for a hot minute.
Going back to Germany.
Oh.
And then after Germany, going to St. Louis.
Oh, my goodness.
And then St. Louis is a town I used to love, but it's not so much anymore.
Yeah, it's a tough place. I've been there a couple of times. I love the arch and I love a lot of the people. Oh. It's just... It's been a rough time for St. Louis. Yeah, they have some. The economy has hit them hard.
Yeah, a lot of businesses left that were mainstays, and then some have had harder times. Anheuser-Busch is there, right? And then they kind of pulled back a little bit. So since their Bud Light fiasco.
Yeah, the Bud Light thing and the fact that there's so many other breweries if people want, you know.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, all the millennials do craft beer, right?
Yep. Craft beer is where it's at.
And so it's hard to make it taste better than a craft beer when you're making so much, I think.
When you mass produce anything, it affects it. Yeah, yeah. It's gotta. Well, so that's tough. But retirement for a new generation. I'm interested in this because it makes me wonder about all the changes that have happened with retirement planning. Where do you want to begin with this topic?
So we're kind of going to start back in the late 70s and early 80s. And talking about Social Security. So back in the late 70s and 80s, the annual cost of living adjusted for Social Security was 7.7%. So, which is actually outpaced inflation. They actually had it. So it was outpacing inflation. And during that time, there was one cost of living adjustment that was 14.3%. Wow. From 2009 to 2020, the average cost of living adjustment was a paltry 1.38%. Now, recently, we've had a lot of inflation due to the pandemic, And so the cost of living adjustment was 8.7% in 2023, and then it was 3.2% for 2024. So we've had some adjustments, but I would say that based on what, you know, we've seen with it's always lagging, you know, your cost of your actual cost of living because it goes off the previous year. So your Social Security is not, can't be your main source of retirement.
No.
I mean, it's
no, just, and we've even had a couple of years though, yeah, in the not so in the recent past, actually, where we've had no cost of living increase on Social Security. There were a couple, like 2011 or a couple of those years, we had nothing,
but yeah, yeah, but it, you know, your average citizen really kind of sees that the changes in their household income.
Oh yeah.
In it and expenses, and those expenses only grow. They don't go down.
Nope. They don't go down.
Maybe they're static sometimes, but you know, the way they're doing the COLA may have changed from when they were doing it back then, why they were staying ahead of inflation. But from what I've seen, they've been at least a point lower than the inflation for the previous year.
That's well, nice. And yeah, and the way they calculate the consumer price index, use the CPI, and it's a formula they come up with to figure out the cost of living adjustment for Social Security. But the government's official inflation numbers are based on the CPI,
yes,
and those are not the year my. I just want to tell you, Chris, the year my health insurance went up 20% over the last 3 years for 5 years, the groceries have gone up 25 or more percent, 30%,
right.
20% or more is a lot more than the CPI for any of the last 5 years. So, you know what I mean? Groceries and healthcare costs go up exponentially.
Exponentially.
And there's no way that the CPI reflects that in any way, shape, or form. Right.
Right. So
that's my problem with it.
Yeah. So I looked at this one time. So healthcare cost in 2000 for a family of four was $1,000. Healthcare insurance for a family of four in 2020 was $20,000.
Yeah.
So what is that markup? I don't know.
And yet 2 years over that time period, what was the average? If you average it out, it was like less than 2% cost of living increase
for
Social Security.
Yeah.
So not good. Right. No, yeah. No. Yeah.
It's something that can help your and keep you. I mean, the idea behind Social Security, a pension from Social Security, is so people aren't starving.
Right.
So it is not. It is a nice retirement. It does not make.
No.
No. I've had some clients that were that grew up in Europe, and then they come here and they think that Social Security is their pension. And I have to no, it's a safety net.
It's only going to be about 40% of what your pension should be to live on comfortably. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially based on, you know, what some people are making now, you know.
Yeah. Everybody's situation is different, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're making $100,000 and you're not saving anything because you think that Social Security is going to take care of you, guess what? You can't live. You can't go from $100,000 down to $30,000 a year and expect to be okay.
No. But Social Security in and of itself and maximizing, getting as much out of Social Security as you can is a huge reason to work with someone like yourself, you and Tara, right, to maximize your Social Security benefits. Work with a financial professional who can help you build a strategy that utilizes but then doesn't over rely on Social Security. Right.
Knowledge is power, and power equals more money.
Right. True.
So, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's a different subject. Don't go down that road.
Yeah, no, I won't. I won't.
So the other thing about this is pensions. So pensions have gone away. So, you know, our grandparents and my parents even have pretty good pensions. Their pensions almost cover what they were making while they were working. And so those have gone away because of the change in laws. I think Tara did a stream on that, actually.
Yeah.
On why we have 401ks and those type of contribution pensions versus a defined pension, right? So
right.
Now, yeah, defined pensions, I read an article in Forbes in December that IBM is going back to pensions. Pretty interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
That actually surprises me. As I, you know what I like to say, the pension has gone the way of the pension.
It surely has.
Because the Buffalo, they've basically brought Buffalo back. So we can no longer say the pension has gone the way of the Buffalo. I say the pension, I use pension instead of Buffalo. Yeah.
Well, and there's a good reason for the pension to come back, and that is talent shift, right? And so right now, when you can take your 401k with you wherever you go, you know, somebody offers you another 20 grand to work over here, maybe you switch. And so, yeah, I can take that whole 20 grand and then I'll put that into my 401k and I can live on the same money and do everything. So that's I think that's the big part of it, is the talent loss that large companies have seen due to the 401ks and the transportable retirement.
Yeah, there's nothing tying them to that company like it used to be. People would go to work for the same company for 40, 50 years and then retire with a pension, a nice pension, the gold watch. And that just went away. And companies said, that costs us too much. We're going to just they can fund their own retirement plan and we'll throw a little bit in there for them. But the problem is they can take all that after, you know, that they're vested, they can just up and leave. And people nowadays, the millennials, they don't stay in one job. People in order to move up now, you move jobs. So yeah, in order to increase your pay or move up, you move jobs. If they want to keep people, if there are companies that say, we want to keep our talent, and especially I would think a tech company like Apple or Google or IBM, I would think those companies, or Intel or NVIDIA, I would think they would want to keep lock the poor in. People and lock them in. And one way to do that is say, if you work for us for 30 years or more, you're going to get a lifetime pension and lifetime benefits. I'd be like, I'm in. Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember those pensions from those big companies, back in the 70s, and they were quite good. You know, even Sears had pensions, right?
Right. You know, and just, you know, the Fed, there's still federal pensions and military pensions, but there are
pensions.
Yep. Some state pensions. So government still has pensions in place. Mm-hmm. And I know my uncle for years, he's been retired a while now, worked for Union Pacific Railroad headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska.
Right.
And the railroad had amazing pensions. And even up until recently, they had amazing pensions. And I'm from Minnesota, and one of the nation's, North America's largest window manufacturers started in the town, Stillwater, Minnesota, near here. Anderson Windows, and they're one of the largest window manufacturers in North America. And they still have profit sharing. And up until, I'm going to say 5 or 10 years ago, they had amazing pensions. Their pensions are gone. The profit sharing is a lot lower, but they've always taken care of. They're still a family run company. And yet they're the largest window manufacturer in North America. So it's pretty impressive. They were started by the Anderson, Fred Anderson, and they've grown. But you see the pensions creeping away. The 401ks replaced it. And it's harder for them to keep employees now.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so if people are going to try to keep employees, I think that may be something they're going to have to do is start a benefit plan that that ties them to the company, whatever, whatever that looks like, right?
Yeah.
Now the 401ks, most people retiring right now and are going to be retiring over the next 20 to 30 years are going to be retiring on 401ks.
Yep, 401ks.
We started the experiment back in the 70s. And now this is where we're at, right?
Yep. It really started to take hold in the 80s. And then by the 90s, the pensions were basically gone and everybody had a 401k. Yeah.
Right. And so now you're in charge of your investment, right? How it's invested in the 401k when you go into the HR department to fill out the forms, or however that your company does it, you fill out the forms and you say, I want this, or they just automatically throw you in a target date fund. And so that's what's going on. And what we're seeing is these 401ks are not really getting it done. Okay.
Yeah.
No. They haven't grown like people expected, or maybe people couldn't contribute every year or something. But, you know, if you've got $1 million in a 401k and think you're golden, I've got some bad news for you, my friend, that's not yeah. That's not a great retirement.
Well, first of all, 30% of that could go to Uncle Sam's money. If it's in a traditional 401k or traditional IRA, that's a tax deferred account. So that's a joint account with Uncle Sam. If you got $1 million in there, that's not you don't have $1 million to use or take out. That's not how that works, right?
Right. And so you've got to have a better plan for that 401k for the reason you just mentioned on how you draw that out, so you don't get hit with the biggest taxes you can, right? You want to manage that. And that's where personal IRAs and personal Roths come into effect. And that's why you talk to a financial services professional, because they can help you set that up.
Yeah.
They can help you make decisions on how that's invested, so it meets you know, your personality and what your desires are and what your goals are for that money. You know, are you going to spend it evenly out through your whole life? Are you going to, hey, I've got maybe 10 good years after I retire that I can be mobile and go hiking and do all these things. And I've got all these bucket list hikes I want to go to, or these bucket list scuba diving I want to go on, or all these things I want to do. So I want to upfront some of my money, and then I just want enough to be able to live on when I'm, you know, 85 and can't travel.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, even though things are changing in this new generation of retirement, like we're talking about, it's important to not sit passively as the change happens. And that's where you come in and use this change to your advantage, get some strategies in place. So let's take a minute right here, Chris, to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you. I'm sure we have listeners out there saying, hey, I want to make sure I've got a plan that's going to work. Hey, I thought I had enough money to retire. Do I? All they have to do is set up a consultation with you. You'll give them a second opinion on where they're at. How can they do that?
So they can do that by contacting me at 719-210-4242. Mention the radio show and we'll get you that complimentary consultation. Come in and we'll talk to you about how you can start augmenting what is going into your 401k so that you can have a better retirement, how to help manage that money that's in the 401k so that it has a better outcome. The automatic investment style that the HR department puts you in may not be the best place. So you want to give us a call at 719-210-4242, and we can sit down and help you construct that 401k and retirement plan so that you have all the money you need in retirement.
Yeah. Boom. There you go. What's that number one more time?
The number is 719-210-4242.
All right. Or they can go to NolanFinancialPartners.com.
Yeah. Hey, go out to the website, NolanFinancialPartners.com. You can listen to me, Tony, and Tara on various radio shows that we have stored there. Yeah. And then you can also just check out our website and check out who we are if you're wanting to know.
Yeah. And there's some resources on there. It's a great site. A lot of information. Now we're talking about the new retirement for a new generation. What's next? What's something else? What's another change we need to think about?
Well, since we've changed this contribution, the new generation only 41% of full-time millennial workers have access, or 41% do not have access to an employer-sponsored plan, right?
Ooh.
So that means they don't even have access to it. So that means they got to start their own.
Right.
Now, and then I saw another statistics that said that 31% don't, aren't utilizing the ones they do have access to. So a third, that's crazy. If you're working for a company,
that's nuts.
And they've got a sponsored plan and you're not contributing it to it, you're not getting that matching from the company, you're behind the power curve. We need to get that going for you. You know, so if your company's doing matching and you put in 3% and they put in 3%, guess what the return on that money is? Day one, 100%. It doubles it. So you need to take care of yourself, take care of your future self, and make sure you're getting that money into that employer sponsored plan. That's how you're going to live in retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't have access to an employer sponsored plan, get something going, but work with a financial professional. I know you have.
Yeah.
There are SEPs. There are different types of IRAs that they can start, which is basically like a 401k, except you have more. You have actually more control, and that's better. And if you work with a financial professional who can have those accounts actively managed like you and Tara do, you have investment partners you work with, and those accounts are actively managed. So, you know, it's kind of, you want a financial professional worrying about it, so you don't have to, and you don't want your emotions to come into play there. So that's a great solution. Make sure you have, in fact, my wife and I, and I've heard, you know, you've talked about it before, Tara's mentioned it, you can have an IRA and a 401k too. Even if you have a 401k, it's not a bad idea, especially if you move jobs, roll your old 401k into an IRA, or maybe even, well, taxes are low, a Roth, as you've talked about, a tax-free option for later. And then keep building a 401k at your new employer, you know, depending on how that works. So, yeah, I mean, but you have to have a financial professional in your corner.
And even if you're contributing to that 401k, that was a really good point. You can still have a personal IRA that you can still contribute to.
Yes.
Okay. So if the company maybe is not doing matching, you know, maybe you only put in a certain percentage into the company's 401k, and then you do a certain percentage into a personal IRA that you have more control over, and can, you know, when you use the employer sponsored plan, there's a list of funds you can use, and that's all you can do.
Yeah.
With us, you have, we do strategies, and we are very progressive in how that money is going to be working for you.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So what's another change that we should be aware of in this new generation of retirement?
You really need to get a clear picture of where your retirement is right now. Okay. I don't care if you're 40, if you're 50, or if you're 60. You need to have a clear view of what that is. Okay.
Right.
So we do an analysis. We call it a red-green analysis. And we start looking at how you're investing and how that investment is going to travel through time and how it's going to change through time, so that you're not only growing your money, but you're also preserving your money. And then we'll help you set up the various legs of that retirement that have very different assets. You know, a different asset isn't having a mutual fund from Fidelity that invests in the S&P 500 and a mutual fund from Vanguard investing in the S&P 500. They both do the same thing. That's not moving, you know, having asset differentiation, right? So diversified assets is having things in assets that are completely separate from what the other things of of your investments are doing, right? So you have investments in the market, and then you have that investment in something else. Then you have something investment in something else. And so you want to make sure that you have that growth money that's going to grow crazy, and you want to have some safe money that is just a steady eddy that you can always count on. Because the problem with the stuff that grows fast is also falls fast. And so what if you're trying to spend that money and it's falling?
Exactly. So, and I know that we were talking earlier, there's a Money Crashers article, 11 Ways Retirement Has Changed Over the Last 25 Years.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah, and people are living longer. And, you know what I like to say?
Yeah.
The good news is, Chris, we're living longer. The bad news is we're living longer.
Well, and there are statistics out there that say that if you're a woman over the age of 65 and you don't have cancer, you're going to live to be 95.
There's a good chance. The odds are you'll live to 95 now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's how good our healthcare has gotten. You know, our sources of food have gotten better because we do have the FDA saying, don't put that in our food.
Yeah.
You know, our food.
Sure.
And so there's a lot of factors that are making us grow, live longer.
Sure.
But the fact is, it's happening. And so the current, I think the article mentioned 79.25 years is the average American life expectancy.
Wow.
So it's gone up 4 years over the last 25 years.
Hey, guess what? I hate to cut you off, but we're out of time for today's show. It flew by. Chris, before we go, let our listeners know how they can learn more about all the changes to retirement planning that are happening and how they can ensure they have a comfortable retirement.
So go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. Check us out there. Give us a call at 719-210-4242. We'll set up that complimentary consultation. We've set aside some time during the middle of the week. We do appointments at the end of the day because we know people work. So go ahead and give us a call at 719-210-4242, and we'll get that set up.
All right. Well, Chris, great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Join us again next time for another episode. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.